It was anticipated that the U.S. House would vote on a so-called Plan B tonight that would have raised taxes on those who make $1 million per year. The president had forwarded an idea to raise taxes on those who make $400,000 per year. The House has now put off the vote because of a lack of support to pass it. APRN's Peter Granitz tells us the holdup in Congress is not unusual.
This Congress has never acted quickly. They always act under deadline. Remember, they gave themselves a year to come up with a plan, a deficit reduction plan, and they didn't do it. And that's why we're here. And now we're looking, you know, a week away, a little more than a week away before all these tax increases and spending cuts kick in. So they don't work well. They're kind of like a high school student who waits to the end, or a college student who just procrastinates and writes the paper the night before, or studies for the test. That's what they do best. They don't do things. They don't really legislate like previous Congresses. And then there's also the really sad sticking point that, you know, Senator Daniel Inouye passed away this week, and that slowed down the Senate. Not that the Senate was really producing much legislation, but it means that a number of senators will be flying to Hawaii on Saturday to attend a memorial service. There's unlikely to be a weekend session, which many people thought would happen. And something to note is that, you know, the lawmakers want to be home for the holidays. Just like everybody else, it's unfortunate that, you know, their staffs are unlikely to make it home and see their loved ones. They'll probably be stuck in Washington, D.C. because they have to, you know, write all this legislation.
Well, what can we expect? What's coming, do you think?
That is the question that everybody wants to know the answer to, and not many folks do. I don't even think Speaker John Boehner and the president know the answer to that question yet, though there is speculation that they are closer than they lead on. But the idea that a grand bargain between the president and speaker about a deficit, long-term deficit reduction, that's so unlikely at this point. You know, they don't have the time to actually write that legislation. So what we're going to see, if there is an agreement, and that's not a guarantee, it would be the framework for what's to come, and that bill would direct the tax writing committees in the new year to say, this is the constraints you need to work within. And then that would zero out. They would say that would save enough money that they wouldn't have to enforce this sequester.
All right, Peter, thanks for that update.
Thank you.
APRN's Peter Granitz reporting from Washington, D.C.